All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 10th, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us your divine wisdom, not just this court, but every elected official in Jefferson County. We ask that you maintain those families and have loved ones away fighting for our democracy. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for on-call reporting and transcription for Jefferson County mental hearings. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 ditch rehabilitation of the Main B Diversion Canal. That's a project that's funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant for Hurricane Ike that's administered by the Texas General Land Office. Item C has been requested to be tabled. Item D is to consider and approve execute receive and file change order number 1 for the proposed elevated 200,000 gallon water storage tank with McGuire Iron Inc. to increase contract by 5 days, bringing the total contracted days up to 305 days, and that's another Hurricane Ike funded project administered by the Texas General Land Office, and that's 5 days extension is due to rain delays. Item E, it's consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a Motorola service annual agreement for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $589,966.98 for the period of May 1st, 2013 to April 30th, 2014, and that's in accordance with the Houston-Galveston HGAC agreement. Item F is to consider and approve the purchase of an additional 50 grave spaces in accordance with an indigent burial plot for Jefferson County at the price of $275 each for a total of $13,750. Item G is to consider, approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for bridge replacement on Lawhine Road at Green Pot Gully to Tom Mack Inc. in the amount of $591,837.20, and that is a project that's being paid for with a grant by Drainage District 6. Item H is to consider and approve a renewal for a term contract for janitorial service. Well, I guess I should read it. Consider denying an approval of a renewal for the term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Advax Inc. for a third additional 1 year renewal from June 29, 2013 to June 28, 2014. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Fire Troll Protection Systems, Inc. for a first additional 1 year renewal from July 1st, 2013 to June 30th, 2014. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, and receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for temporary canteen following a disaster or emergency in Jefferson County with Steenbach Inc., formerly known as Hyacin Darrow Inc., for a fourth additional 1 year renewal from July 11, 2013 to July 10, 2014. And by addendum, item K has been requested to be tabled. Item L is to consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of 2005 Chevrolet pickup from Road and Bridge Precinct number 2 to airport as authorized by local government code section 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second, Judge.
Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion. If you look on there, the recommendation is for non-renewal of the contract. There's been a lot of problems that we've been having. People have not been showing up for work because they're not getting paid in a timely fashion. There have been a number of complaints from a number of different departments about the quality of the work. For the most part, when they've been made aware of the complaints, they've come in and taken care of it. But there's some significant concern about whether or not there exists a financial. Any other issues under purchasing? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to Commissioner's Court. One item A is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an order declaring the results of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 4's May 11, 2013 local property tax election and a certificate for that order. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Roden Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for a tractor and boom in the amount of $23,000. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the county judge for the purchase of secretarial chairs and a printer in the amount of $1,600. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for the election department for additional costs for the recently held special election in the amount of $21,000. Item D is to consider and approve budget transfer for the 172nd District Court, additional costs for continuing education in the amount of $2,000. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 for additional costs to attend a legislative update in the amount of $600. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for supplies and travel in the amount of $3,400. Item G is to consider and approve a budget transfer for mosquito control for the purchase of a laptop for droplet testing in the amount of $400. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 380908 through 381190. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get back to my agenda. I went to the backup. Okay. There we go. Next, under engineering, we have one item. Item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a one-year in-length haul route agreement between Jefferson County and Seaway Crude Pipeline Company, LLC, and Enterprise Liquids Pipeline Company, LLC, to use county roads for transporting items related to the construction of their pipeline projects, and that's located in Precincts 2 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
I got a motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Question, Don, on this particular item, will have you guys went out and checked the roadways that they're going to move them up and down? Or do I have to have my guy and Commissioner Weaver go out and take pictures? Because this hauling has given us a whole lot of headaches.
No, sir. They have done a video and taking pictures of everything that they're covering in Exhibit A. You might want to look at Exhibit A very closely. I would make sure they don't get off of Exhibit A because that's all they've got photographed.
Don, I appreciate your staff. Ernest especially works real close with superintendents and appreciate the job y'all do, keeping track of all the pipelines and the traffic that we have out there.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Any other discussion on that item under engineering? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly on the agenda, under District Attorney, is item A, the announcement of a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.087 to discuss or deliberate regarding commercial or financial information received from a business prospect sought to be located in Jefferson County with which the county is conducting economic development negotiations and or to develop, to deliberate the offer of incentives. So is there anything that anyone on the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? If not, then we will adjourn and recess into a closed session.